Personally, I have nothing against the censorship board and the Minister for Community Development. They're just doing their job to safeguard the PNG citizens, especially the young generation. But one thing about, I mean, everyone should know is that I didn't force or coerce the public into watching the clip. So it's anyone's choice to watch it.
I'm sure there are other examples of music or videos in the media in Papua New Guinea that sort of fall into the same ballpark as your video. Why do you think you've been singled out?
You know, it's for me, it's like it's good for the public, the young generation. But then again, you know, for me, I say it's double standards. You can say double standards because, you know, we say we're a Christian country and we protect our culture and traditions and gender equality. But then again, you have to remember that there are songs out there on mainstream media played on the radio which discusses sex and which is a Christian and public taboo. These are some of the things which they haven't regulated over the years, and children are just hearing it on radio, and they're singing to it, you know. Children playing on the beach, I want to have sex on the beach, you know, running around there, and, you know, it's not right. The young generation, I see that most of them are fine with it, but just that people who claim to be Christians and cultural, traditional people, yeah, they are the ones that were really making an issue out of this, because... then again, like you point the finger at me, but you look at yourself. If you say that it's against Christian values, but then what are you doing to encourage Christianity in PNG and to hold those traditional values? Do you live 100% Christianity? Have you not coveted another man's wife? Have you in a once in your lifetime, haven't you broken the Ten Commandments? I mean, judging me is breaking the. Is breaking Christian values. Do you live your life on a day-to-day basis? Instead of casting the first stone, why don't you people see themselves where they are?
And what would you say to those people who have been criticizing you online and now to the censorship board?
Instead of pointing fingers and shooting people down, why don't I encourage that people do constructive criticism, sir? You know, let's help each other instead of judging each other. Instead of shooting down and making a mockery of the ladies there, you know, discriminating against them, describing their bodies and stuff like that, and, you know, swearing at them, you know, saying that I should be sent to prison for the clip, I should be killed for the clip, you know, that I'm stupid and stuff like that. Why don't you... I appreciate everything, but you have to be constructive in your criticisms. I mean, help me out. Help a countryman out, you know.